This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least 1,800 people are dead following a powerful earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency says the death toll in that country has now surpassed 1,000. Meantime, help is being pledged by dozens of nations, including the United States, Czech Republic, the Netherlands, and Germany. Noor Cormash, last hour on the Turkish news channel in Ibid, Syria.
Right now, the earthquake is still ongoing. Another earthquake right now is currently striking the area while I'm talking right now. The crisis is still ongoing. The people here literally have nowhere to go.
The reason authorities in Ohio are telling people to leave their homes within 1 mile of a train derailment on Friday is because the fire continues and there's a chance of a massive explosion. The train derailment in East Palestine is worsening, so says East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drobick.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container. Measures are being taken to try and control that and prevent that from happening.
President Biden's State of the Union address is tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. History was made last night for Beyoncé.
The hits are endless. And so are the Grammys. With her victory in the Best Dance Electronic Album category on Sunday, Beyoncé became the most decorated Grammy winner in history.
I'd like to thank my parents, my father, my mother, for loving me and pushing me.
Beyoncé's 33rd trophy broke the record of composer George Solti. I'm Jerry Barmash.
This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
With the Super Bowl less than a week away, bets are pouring in to sportsbooks.
The early week line remains very tight. The Eagles favored by just a point and a half. One book here in Vegas did move it to 2 points. The over-under, also known as the total, 50 and a half points. As for the money, BetMGM reports its first $1 million wager came in over the weekend. Philadelphia on the money line to win regardless of the spread. That million would return 800 grand if the Eagles raise the Lombardi Trophy. Caesars wrote a ticket for $220,000 on the under and $150,000 bet on the Chiefs, plus the point and a half. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Israeli forces are saying they have killed 5 Palestinian gunmen in a raid on a West Bank refugee camp Monday. The Palestinian health minister did not immediately confirm the deaths, saying that only 3 were injured, one of them critically. The raid was meant to arrest suspects allegedly involved in a botched attack on Israelis. The former president of Pakistan and a close ally of the U.S. has died.
Pervez Musharraf had been living in exile in Dubai after seizing power in a 1999 coup, surviving two failed assassination attempts, and running Pakistan until 2009 when he resigned and steps to impeach him began. He was sentenced to death in absentia for high treason in 2019. That ruling was later overturned. Pervez Musharraf was 79. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Easy, but boy, I'm not sure we thought it was going to be this hard either. Because the left is relentless. What is happening to our country as we continue to abandon the Judeo-Christian principles on which our Constitution is all about. And what are freedoms? Where are freedoms come from? They don't come from the government. They come from God himself. And somehow we want to think that Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, these institutions, the United Nations and that, are the bastions of freedom, like there's ever been any example, any demonstration that they have heretofore been able to do that. We've got Phil Hotzenpiller back with us, and it's always good to have Phil here every week to bring some sobriety to the insanity, because the chaos, Phil, and you talked about this decades ago when you saw the lawlessness beginning to rise. And this is where we are. I mean, our society has become so lawless, and now it has no shame, as the Bible would say, is that they're just full Monty, nuts. And if you think not, all you had to do was just get a little snippet of what was on display at the Grammys last night on national television.
Well, there's no doubt that the whole judicial system, it seems from the top down, has been somehow weaponized against the Constitution. Hmm. There's a definite strategy here on one side, to control what's happening and to disregard law, and we see lawlessness. I mean, the southern border is a great example. We have laws on the books that prevent this, and yet there's a total disregard to that. It's almost like the Constitution does not exist.
Exactly.
That, a separate thing from, you know what happens at the Grammys and, you know, just basically the demonic forces that seem to be aligning against us on every hand, whether it's law or whether it's morality. Both are, you know, it's almost like the tracks on a train. We've got both rails, and I don't know how much longer the car can stay on the track.
Exactly. Well, the Bible's clear. You know, what stands before you today is life and death. And think about it. With God, you get life. Without God, you get death. Okay, so, and I love it real quick that, you know, the Holy Spirit said really quick and gave you the answer to the question. Poses the question, gives the answer. You want to choose life. And what we're doing is we are blatantly ignoring the issues that promote life and embracing death, all in this, you know, postmodern cultural revolution that we're experiencing right now, where the demonic is on full display.
And this isn't new, Phil. I mean, you have been one of the prophetic leaders of our time. You saw all this coming up as people would turn their back on God. We have now a more blatant demonstration of the demonic. You've got you know, our good friend Jonathan Kahn with his book The Rise of the Gods. I mean, it is here, and this is what's going on. And you're exactly right, there are these parallel tracks that are going on that's happening. You've got the one track of the demonic, and you got the other track of, you know, Christians and people of faith, you know, holding on, you know, because there is no doubt, and I believe God always does this. He protects a remnant, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the challenge. The challenge is seeing through the fog into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to live so much in the present and ignore tomorrow, for example. Like, what are the consequences long term for this? And I mean long term. I'm talking 6 months.
Right.
I'm not talking 6 years. I mean, we're past the 3 to 5 year window for stuff. We're talking mm-hmm. about things are changing so rapidly that you could, if you think it's unrecognizable today, give it another 6 months with this administration, and I don't know what we're going to have.
Exactly. Well, Phil, you know, we were just reporting with Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books what Gavin Newsom and his first partner, Jennifer Sable Newsom, have done, you know, to the school system, and how they're indoctrinating through her videos, and how she's, you know, being compensated, and how she's utilizing, you know, vendors' monies, you know, the drug companies and that, and Pfizer, and, you know, just go down the list, and how they're able to put out these videos that are exposing young kids. I mean, we're talking as early as kindergartners being exposed to flat-out pornography and all this sexual indoctrination that's going on. And, I mean, this is a shock. I mean, this is a purported candidate for the presidency of the United States of America, Gavin Newsom, and he's in these videos, and this is all cool stuff. This is all contemporary stuff that the kids should be exposed to, because you know, according to their polling, they understand that about 34%, somewhere 34-38% of the kids are looking into pornography on websites, and so somehow that gives them a license to go, you know, just totally unheeded, and now infect the educational centers of our country with this kind of garbage.
Well, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this on air, but I may have mentioned it to you one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I was at a meeting with the Lincoln Club, which is a pro-conservative basically pack here in Southern California,
mm-hmm.
and they had a display of all the childhood pornography books that are used in the school system. And I made a comment to one of the attorneys there. I said, well, I think if parents saw this stuff, they would do something. I said, could we just buy a copy, like multiple copies, and hand them out at a school board meeting? He said, no, you'd be arrested for the distribution of pornography. I said, well, yeah, but the kids are using it. He said, yeah, but they are under the covering of education. That's how they are able to do that. So I personally, as an adult, if I bought it and distributed it, I could buy it and keep it for myself, but if I distribute it free or for cost, then then I'm guilty of a crime.
Wow.
So then I asked the question, I said, well, where did all this junk come from? I mean, this is like unbelievable. Does this come out of, you know, California? He said, no, this came out of Dallas. And so he made reference to this one writer who was too radical for porn 20 years ago, started writing curriculum for kids, and that's the catalyst for all of this. So you can be in Dallas, you can be in Nashville, but you've still got the teachers union that's pushing this agenda nationwide.
And the amazing thing is, you as a parent cannot do anything about it, because then you're going to be arrested for you know, for pornography, but yet they're able to show this under the covering of education.
Yeah, the only thing that we can do as parents is we can show up at school board meetings. We can vote, you know, school boards out that are doing this, because that's where it's really the control level, local level is.
Mm-hmm.
But the local level is still going to be fighting with the National Teachers Union, which is probably the most powerful union in America, I'm guessing. I don't know, but it's got to be top three.
No question. Well, when they can tell the president what to do and how to respond to COVID, I mean, that says something, doesn't it? I mean, you know, whether they're two or three, there's no doubt that they have a lot of influence.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of influence.
Well, the other thing that parents can do, get your kids out of there. You need to save your kids. Get them out of public school. Do not pass go. Don't collect $200. Get them out, whatever you can do. You know, our friend Sam Sorbo has been leading the charge for many years on homeschooling. And she tells parents all the time, Phil, they go, oh, how am I going to do this? I can't even imagine. Don't worry. We can help you. They've got the programs. They've got the networking and support to help you be able to affect that. For the sake of your children, ladies and gentlemen, we've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
With you, Bill Martinez here, and Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil is the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, we just have to, you know, change the subject here for just a little bit because, you know, as we were just talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I sat in under Phil's feet last night, yesterday afternoon, at his service, and I was just, you know, I felt like God was telling me, hey, you need to go and listen to Phil and go in there and, you know, see some old friends, because it's been a while, since I'd been in California because of COVID and everything, and, you know, Phil and I talk on a weekly basis, and I always enjoy our time together, but I felt like God was saying, hey, look, you know, Phil's got a message. I know we only got about 9 minutes left, but what you shared with people yesterday is so critical. I want you to share this with this audience because I had, you know, you talked about one of my most favorite verses in the Bible, in the beginning God, Genesis 1. And I've often said with the audience that a lot happened between verse 1 and verse 2. I just instinctively, I knew that there was space there, but I'd never heard anyone really break down what happened between verse 1 and 2. Is it possible to address that for this audience right now?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Reasonable.
All right.
Well, I think the traditional way of reading it is that you move from verse 1 to verse 2 without any hesitation or delay. You're basically just reading it and saying, in the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth. The earth was void and without form. And then darkness was over the face of the deep. And you just kind of, and then you think all the formation and everything happens, as God begins in day one, the creation. But actually, it's far more different than that. It actually is that, what you have is you have a pause between verses 1 and 2. And the reason we say that is scriptural. So I always just go with scripture versus trying to just say, I'm not trying to line up with science. I'm just trying to, what does the Bible teach?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at the pause, I go to a scripture in Isaiah 45:18, and it says that God, when he created it, did not create it in vain, and he formed it to be inhabited. So if you look at it, it says in verse 2, you know, that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. So, and then verse 3 obviously says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So let me just kind of go backwards on this. So in verse 3, the light there is the light of God. It's not the sun, the moon, or the stars. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen until verse 14. So what happens in the pause? I always had a question as a young Christian. Where did Satan come from? He shows up in chapter 3. We don't have anything about any history on him.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we go to two other scriptures, and that would be in the book of Isaiah 14. Some people have read this, how you're fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these pronouncements, these five pronouncements. I'm going to ascend into heaven. I'll exalt my throne. And God says, no, you won't. I will throw you down to earth. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I go over to Ezekiel chapter 28, now what I have, it says of Lucifer, you were in Eden, the garden of God. You were the anointed cherub who covers. You were on the holy mountain of God. You were perfect in all your ways until from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. So now we understand that Satan was without sin, okay,
mm-hmm.
without rebellion against God in the Garden of Eden, and he was called the anointed cherub who covers, and he was perfect in all of his ways. But then a fall came. So my contention is that the fall of Satan happened between verses 1 and 2, and that created what the condition of the earth we read about in Genesis 1:2. It says the earth was without form and void. So if you look at it in the Hebrew, the word was there is actually translated as the word became. So it changed a whole different word here.
Exactly.
But the earth became without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. What this does, this answers two big questions that we all have. Where did evil come from? We know Adam was the first human to sin, according to Romans 5. But where did evil come from? This answers that question. It also answers the question, how old is the earth? There are some people that are younger. They say the earth's only 6,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine if you want to do the chronology from Adam, but you've got a lot happening before that, a lot you can't explain. So I go with an old earth, but I date it not from Adam, but I date it from Genesis 1:1. And I don't know how old it is. Is it a billion? Is it 10 billion? Doesn't really matter, but it does answer the question, where are the dinosaurs?
Exactly.
Everybody's trying to figure out where these dinosaurs fit in. You can't make them fit. You can't get them on the ark.
Right.
You can talk about all kinds of different cataclysmic things, but bottom line is there's dinosaur tracks and human tracks next to each other. I've seen them.
Mm.
Where did that happen? How did that happen? Was there a pre-Adamic race that existed before Adam? Because remember, Satan is mad at Adam when he shows up in the garden, and it's because Adam is essentially the king of the earth. He says, you have dominion over everything, Adam. And then he says to him, he says, I want you to be fruitful, I want you to multiply, and I want you to replenish the earth. The idea is that the earth depopulated and needed to be replenished. The reason I say that, I'm doing this fast because I know we don't have much time.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this, Phil, if it's okay. Can I have another 10 minutes with you after this? Do you have enough time with your schedule?
I've got to go into another study immediately following this. I would have time another day.
Yeah,
schedule it. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so we got about 3 minutes left here, so we'll do the best we can you'll do the best you can, and then we'll have to come back. So we're going to leave people on the edge of their seats for just a little bit. So this will be okay, because again, you have to own your own knowledge. This will cause you to go deeper and do some studying, which is always good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this commission that God gave in Genesis 1:27-28 was to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Same word is used in Genesis 9:1 after the entire earth is destroyed by water, and there's only 8 people remaining. Noah's on the ark, and God says to Noah, he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. So there's the same word.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that Noah's family is going to repopulate the earth. Adam is going to repopulate the earth because something happened that destroyed a population prior to Adam and Eve. So that's the big picture on it. It answers the question, how old is the earth? And the answer is it's old, but we don't have to date it from Adam. We can date it from Genesis 1:1. It also answers the question of what happened. Well, the darkness was on the face of the deep. Well, that was spiritual darkness,
mm-hmm.
and the light that came in was not sun, moon, stars. As we said earlier, that came much later. This was the light of God that dispelled the darkness that is evil on the planet Earth that was now being rebuilt, let's say, replenished in the time of Adam.
Phil, do you have this sense, I do, that the Holy Spirit, just like in verse 2, is hovering over the darkness of the Earth as we know it today? Because darkness is coming in, and I just sense the Holy Spirit is hovering, like you use that example, like a mother hen over its chicks or its eggs.
Well, exactly. And I think that's what the Spirit of God does, that
mm-hmm.
He's hatching things, let's say, to use that analogy, he's hatching things that are going to be answers to the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, how long does the darkness stay? And I think that's the question we all have. Like, when is this going to get fixed on planet Earth? When is God going to, enter the scene? And time is your biggest challenge whenever you read the Bible. Like, when? You know, the martyrs of Revelation say, when are we going to be, vindicated for our righteousness? You know, and God says, in just a little while. And, you know, our concept of time is much different. God lives in the eternal now.
Mm.
He's not subject to past, present, or future. So, everything is simultaneous for him. He's looking at the big picture. We're looking at, our past and how good it used to be. And now we're looking at our future wondering, will it ever be good again?
Mm. But we know we can trust in God, Phil, because he is trustworthy. And he's given us this information to be prepared, because what other God tells you what's going to happen in advance and then it happens?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, and that's what sets the Bible apart from other religious works. It can be verified in its prophetic announcements that happen hundreds, sometimes thousands of years before the event altogether.
Okay, I can't wait for us to get back together and talk further. I know our audience is going to be waiting for it. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you.
Delighted by Beringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
USA News Update. Devastation is the word being used to describe a 7.8 magnitude earthquake very early Monday morning near the Turkey-Syria border. Turkey's President Erdogan said that 912 people have been killed in Turkey, with over 5,400 wounded. Turkish News Channel correspondent Hasan Abdullah in Istanbul.
So at the moment, the priority is to try and rescue people, try and pull the people out from the rubble, provide them medical assistance, and move them to safer locations. But I think it's going to be quite a task, quite a challenge, considering the magnitude of this.
Friday's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, is worsening. So says East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drobick.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered within 1 mile of the accident. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Smartphone and around the world. You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got America's Money Answers Man. I know you've been waiting on the side of your chair, just the very edge, to hear the wisdom of one Jordan Goodman, and he's here right now. So get ready. Get your number two Ticonderoga pencils out, your legal pad, and we're going to take some notes here because he's going to help us wade through the headwinds and the waters that are smacking us dead in the face. Jordan, good to have you with us. We're standing by. What do you got for us?
All right. Great to be with you, Bill. So the Fed Reserve has raised rates again, another quarter point. Inflation's coming down a bit, but not enough for them. I think they're going to keep raising rates beyond this, probably at least another two times, maybe even beyond that. The markets are not happy with it. They would much rather that the Fed stopped right now. But they are on a mission to get inflation down to 2%. The latest numbers are in the 5% range. So they're making progress, but they're not all the way there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are we doing with this debt ceiling deal that we're covered now? They tell us. I mean, before it was like, oh, the sky's falling. We got to have an answer right away. And now they're saying, June. Although some have suggested maybe even September, that we've got enough money in the coffers and commitment to carry us through till then.
Well, we don't have the money. We borrow. We borrow from Social Security, and they play various games and tricks and move things around to kind of keep the game going. But at a certain point, I've been hearing June, the game is up. They've got to raise the national debt ceiling. They're talking about some other dramatic things, Bill. There's something called prioritization, where they would actually pay Treasury securities first before they would pay other government bills. It's never been done before. They're not sure they would do it, but that is one way to keep from defaulting. But the bottom line is we got to have some kind of resolution between the Republicans that want a debt ceiling raise bill with various spending cuts attached to it and the Democrats that want a pure debt ceiling raise bill with nothing attached to it. And that's going to be a real... We got to get through that, because if we actually default to the national debt and we the dollar plummets, treasury bonds plummet, it causes a worldwide catastrophe. That's something I think we want to avoid.
Well, at a time when the world really can ill afford it with all that we're already dealing with, no doubt. I mean, realistically, the country's not going to default, right? I mean, you know, we are playing a little bit of a game of chicken here.
Well, there's a game of chicken, but the Republicans have to give in. I mean, the Democrats are not going to agree to cuts in Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid and so on as part of a debt ceiling raise bill. They're just not.
Yeah, but McCarthy says they're not going to cut entitlements. So why is that even an issue?
They're talking about social spending cuts of all types. It's not really been defined exactly, but those are the big places you can cut. I mean, there's not much to cut that's of significance other than the big entitlement programs, which are kind of on automatic pilot. I mean, the Republicans have a point, is these things are on automatic pilot. And
what have we got with the budget? Are we up to like 65, 70% is already baked? No matter what?
It's more like 80%.
Okay, I was almost afraid to say that number.
Yeah, if you count interest on the national debt, military, and entitlements, that's about 80%. That's right. On automatic pilot, basically.
Okay.
You have to pay interest on debt, you got to pay military, you got to pay Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the rest of it's kind of a rounding error when you get down to it.
Right, exactly. I know, 20%, that is what you're managing. And the deal is that Democrats do, they make a lot of hay with that 20%, that discretionary, those discretionary dollars that they seem to find. You know, maybe, call me silly, Jordan, but, you know, for all this money that is out there, why can't there be any accounting on it, you know, to be able to say, hey, look, we've already found out there's billions of dollars that either haven't been spent, have been misappropriated, that had to do with COVID alone. That's just one line item. I mean,
no, it's true.
Why can't we look at a line item and say, hey, let's take a look at this? I mean, oh, God forbid that we do anything about the military. You know, we've been talking about that every once in a while. You know, somebody will raise their hand, hey, we got to look in the military. But we have to look into everything. I mean, you cannot continue. I mean, Joe Biden and the Democrats since March of 2020 have added $7 trillion to the national debt. I mean, this is becoming a national security issue, is it not?
Well, it is. I mean, we went from roughly $25 trillion to now $31.4 trillion. We need to raise it more. We're spending well over $1 trillion a year more than we're taking in, and as far as the eye can see. And, I mean, one of the things that's changed in the last year or so is because interest rates have gone up so much, that Treasury debt, which was paying 0 or 1%, is now paying 4.5% or something
like
that.
Right, exactly.
So that adds right there trillions. I mean, that's a huge amount. And we keep adding to the principal of the debt and now the interest. And with the Fed Reserve raising interest rates, that's going to go up even more. Interest is about to become the largest expenditure of the government, bigger than military.
Exactly.
Bigger than Medicare, bigger than Social Security. I agree with you, something's got to be done, but plunging the world into a financial catastrophe is not going to make it better.
But we can start to do something. First of all, we need to admit it's a problem, right?
Yeah.
Somehow D.C. doesn't want to admit it's a problem. Okay, come on. We need to have a confrontation here. Let's put you on a 12-step program and admit that we got a problem. And then let's start doing something incrementally. Not like Joe Biden, where all of a sudden we're going to go green overnight and let's cancel everything and cut our noses off to spite our face. There's a reasonable way to approach this to where we're not freaking out, you know, the world and all the economic systems of the universe.
Well, we've tried a lot of these things. Remember Simpson Bowles?
Yes, all right, yeah.
We've had a lot of proposals on how to get spending under control over the years. We've had spending caps. We've had all kinds of things.
We had the penny plan.
The penny plan. Exactly.
Some great ideas, but look, you've got to have the system is... you talk about something being baked in the cake. The system in the Beltway is such that it is an anathema to them to have any kind of fiscal discipline.
No.
Okay? So this has to be done by we the people. You know, we have got to take control of our checkbook again. Somehow figure out how we can control the checkbook, because these knuckleheads are irresponsible. They don't know. They don't have the fiscal, and they don't even have the want to, Jordan. That's the bottom line.
Well, right? Just look at what happened at the end of last year. Remember they passed that $1.7 trillion omnibus 4,000-page bill.
We're on the brink of a recession. Let's pass the $1.7. That's a brilliant idea, Joe. I'm glad you came up with that one.
So, I mean, and you know, it's all done at the last minute, and I mean, you either, you know, you have to pass it or not, and
that's
just not the way to run an airline, you know, it really isn't, and it's going to catch up to us. So, I mean, just to give you two examples of what's happening lately, the dollar's been falling, and gold has been rising quite sharply, actually, and the other thing that's been rising is Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin in December was like 16,000. Now it's about 23,000.
Wow.
That's the market telling you they're losing faith in the dollar and the government and the way things are run and this concern about the default and all that. Those are the two kind of alternative safety havens, I guess you might call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to go higher. I think gold's going to go over $2,000 an ounce. And I think Bitcoin could go over $30,000 the way it's going right now.
Boy, it does that. Watch the federal government go after cryptocurrency, right?
Well, they already have. I mean, there's a lot of scandals in Bitcoin. The irony is, as the cryptocurrency companies are failing, like Binance and like FTX and Voyager and Celsius and on it goes.
Right.
Bitcoin itself has been going up a lot. It's kind of ironic that they've got a bull market that's killing all these companies.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, so stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look, this is not for the faint of heart, is it? I mean, we have, as individuals, I mean, our protection is to make sure that our fiscal house is in order, even though our government's fiscal house continues to run amok.
That's correct. I mean, we can't print Bill Martinez dollars. It would be nice, but I don't think they're accepted too much.
No, now. I don't think we want to do that. But,
but they can print U.S. dollars, and people accept them.
Yes.
That's the difference. And we've been printing a lot. As you say, the debt has gone up, and the Fed Reserve printed trillions of dollars from the pandemic, and now they're trying to claw that back slowly. Their balance sheet went from about $4 trillion to $9 trillion at the peak, and now it's about $8 trillion. That was just printed out of thin air. They don't have to put ink on paper. They just create out of thin air.
Right.
But people accept the stuff. So that's one of the reasons we've had inflation, is all this money being forced into the system to offset the pandemic situation. That's 3 years ago now, so we should be beyond that here.
Yeah. Well, you say they accept it. Do we get to a point? We only got about 40 seconds left here. Do we get to the point where they stop accepting it?
Well, that's the problem. And if we default on national debt, they will stop accepting it. So that would trigger it pretty
fast. That's the quick answer, right? There it is. He's America's Money Answers Man. Now you know why. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
My email is jordan@moneyanswers.com. That's the easiest way to get me.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift gift? An hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you along with Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, focused on the family's media center. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Well, man, I'm telling you, it's just been one of those mornings. Again, you know, seeing what happened on full display on national television with the Grammys. I mean, we're going to talk about culture. I mean, it was quite the exposition to demonstrate clearly that the demonic is running amok. And it has taken over entertainment at levels that we thought weren't possible. We kind of heard rumblings. You'd see a little bit of exposition of it, but never so blatantly as we did last night.
Yeah, tell me what you're thinking about. I only saw about 15 minutes of it, so I would love to just talk with you about what you observed, Bill, and what where you really see that being illustrated.
Well, I thought the Sam Smith, you know, that song, if you saw that, it was just I mean, and even the people talking, you know, what they had to say was like, okay, here it's about rebellions and rebels, and you know, we're going to do as we kind of darn well please, and you know, we need to mount up and come against this insidious culture that's been holding us back. It was like there was this acceptance and permission to just to be unholy. I mean, and to really. Yeah, I mean, this was, we're talking Sodom and Gomorrah. We're talking the Tower of Babel, everything that really defines evil. Because as I'm beginning, but I've been understanding more and more of this, and I'm just more and more convinced, is, you know, evil is simply defined by that which is ungodly. You know, that which
that's
does
right.
not reflect the glory of God is evil. But see, that's been lost in translation. And we've heard about evil in such a way, which, you know, of course, the demonic loves it when we have a casual approach to it, because in that casual approach, it gives a broad latitude and ability to, you know, come in and move out. But now, I mean, they're coming back with a vengeance, and you see this happening. And it's like I was talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier. It's like we have this parallel track. We've got this insane demonic that's being unleashed on one hand, and then on the other hand, we have, you know, God's chosen, you know, the remnant that he's still holding together. And I believe that my mission is to encourage those who, you know, that God has set aside, to encourage them to, you know, that we must fight the good fight, that we must combat the lies with the truth, because we have the truth on our side and the confidence that we serve a holy God that is like none other. I mean, I was saying to Phil, I go, what other God do you know that tells you in advance what's going to happen, and then it happens?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I would say with regard to evil, it's a word in some ways that I think we need to reclaim in, you know, among we who follow Jesus. And what I mean by that is this, Bill. I think when we hear the word evil, we can think Hitler or Stalin or Jeffrey Dahmer or, you know, the latest school shooter. We think in terms of massacres and genocide. And outside of that, we don't really have much of a space in our conversation for evil. Mm-hmm. But I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think Paul says in Ephesians 5:15-17, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
Yes.
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the the Lord's will is. And Paul there is not talking about Stalin and Hitler. He's talking about a world system that rejects God's way of seeing things, the world system that rejects truth. And I think, you know, Scripture also says they'll call evil good and good evil, and that's really where we're at. The only thing that our mainstream culture thinks is evil is to suggest that evil exists, you know?
Yes.
And in that idea that if you suggest that I am beholden to some sort of a moral construct that I didn't come up with myself, well, that's just wicked and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's the tenets. I'm all over the place here, but that's the core tenet of Wicca, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, of just doing whatever you want, and doing, I forget the Wiccan read, but it has to do with doing whatever you want to do.
Right.
But again, then we're back, as you and I have talked about many times, we're back to the time of judges, and every man and every woman did what was right in his or her own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is chaos. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, it seems like to me, to see, well, if everybody gets to make up their own way and there's no sense of shared truth or shared reality, what's the outcome going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And the Sam Smith thing, the song and the video themselves, even apart from the performance last night, it's awful. It's almost like he had a brainstorming session to say, what's the most outrageous thing I can do to get people's attention, you know? And it's worked, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think that it goes beyond attention. It goes to the heart and soul of a culture right now that is embracing the ungodly and the unholy and trying to somehow make it righteous in their own eyes, going back to the book of Judges, right? And this is what's and so we talk about this as a warning, as watchmen on the wall saying, look, it's no longer as existential as you thought it was. It is amongst us now. Jonathan Kahn, his book, The Rising of the Gods, The Rise of the Gods, you know, they're back. They're back with a vengeance, and it's on display. It is so in your face. And so people of faith have got to equally come back and meet that resistance with the passion and confidence that we know that we can trust in God. Because what have we got? We don't have anything to lose here, Adam, because we've already gained it because of what Jesus did for us, right?
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right.
So go ahead. No, I was just going to say that we're in the best position in that sense, because, you know, our eternity is secure in him. And that's where our confidence. So, you know, some gal was watching some video earlier, and, you know, a TikTok video. And it was like, look at, you know, I don't want to hear about your, I don't want to hear about your Bible. I'm tired about arguing all this. Hey, that's fine. You know, we're not beating you up on it. That's fine. Just go ahead. You mean, yes, you make your own choice. Do what works for you. But, you know, if you don't want to heed the warning, that's for your own peril. That has eternal consequences. And, it, you know, it's kind of like, Penn and Teller, he was confronted, I think it was Penn. I think that's who it was. No, Penn's the silent guy. Teller was the one. And he's an arch atheist. And he,
right.
and one person from the audience, you know, afterwards, just came to him and, you know, quietly and respectfully, wanted to present the gospel to him. And he was smart enough, Teller was smart enough to say, wow, you know, he respected that the guy was so convicted of his faith that he had to share it with Teller. He says, how much do you have to hate somebody? And having a belief system that you have that you feel would serve, you know, would serve them and save them, that you would not want to tell them about it. And this is coming from an atheist. I thought that was, you know, that was quite intellectual, you know, coming from somebody who declares himself as an atheist. Not that he was converted, but he respected the man's passion to share the truth of God.
Right. Well, and I think you and I have talked about this before, but I think that we have to be in relationship enough with people who don't share our beliefs that over time, the aroma of Christ, even if they're resistant to it, is something that they notice. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, there's something,
right?
There's something about you. I want what you want.
Exactly.
The other thing is that when we're in relationship with people, eventually everybody hits a crisis point. Right? And not always, but often, I think God uses those crisis points to get our attention, both as Christians and as people who don't know Christ.
Right.
And if we're present relationally, and I think in terms of, you know, how do you learn these lessons? Well, sometimes people just have to go knock their heads against the wall for a long time.
Right.
And I know I had a moment in college where I woke up and I looked at my life. I thought, you know, this isn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Doing my own thing in lots of different ways.
Right.
And hopefully if we're building relationships with people, when they have those moments, those prodigal son moments where they wake up in the flop and they're eating the pods given to pigs, they think, wait a minute. This is not the person I want to be. This isn't the life that I want to live. I wonder if there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
If we're building relationship with people, we have the opportunity to perhaps speak into the questions they have at that point. And by the same token, that's, you know, the grace part, the truth part, because Jesus was full of truth and grace, is we don't back off from holding firmly to what we've been entrusted, you know,
exactly.
The message of the gospel and the hope that we have. So we want to enter into that in a world that just gets darker and darker and darker, right?
Right, exactly. And you can do it with courage and with boldness and knowing that Almighty God is behind you. Because the fact of the matter is that, you know, we're not the one to bring them into the kingdom. It's the Holy Spirit that does it. We just have to be careful that we don't screw up the plan, right?
That's right. We're seed planters. We're available. We engage. We love. And we tell the truth.
Yeah, we share our story. Like where we were, you know, I was, now I am, because of who he is.
Yep.
You know, that's the story, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Well, God bless you, Adam Holtz. Always appreciate your time. Director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. And, of course, The Chosen is wrapping up this week, huh? With episode 8.
It is.
All right.
Yep.
Stay tuned for details.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing